Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Have you ever had a teacher or professor who was passionate about their subject? They made it so compelling. You know how you looked forward to hearing them speak, teach, share? Something about them just enamored you. But more than that, engaged you. How about someone who was not only passionate about the subject that they were teaching, but they were interested in you? Yes, you. Somehow there was this magnetic pull because of their interest in you, who you are, how you were made up, and what you could do in the future. You know, that kind of characteristic, there's a divine element to it, I would say, because God creates us for a purpose. There's a reason for our existence and the gifts and talents that we have. Well, that's our guest. Dr. Bruce Schooling was the International Teacher of the Year in 2003 by the national accrediting body, ACBSP. His philosophy of education is anchored in a belief that the ability of people to be creative, enthusiastic, and capable of doing, learning, and exploring great things. He would say, education is about students. They are the product of what an educator does. Now, this reminds me of the love of God as shown in the person of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's why we take a moment at the beginning of our program to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, because there is always hope in Him. Regardless what you're going through, you know, the Lord Jesus loves us so much. He died on the cross for our sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried and He rose again on the third day, and the living Christ at this moment speaks to you, calls you, arms outstretched for you, my dear friend, calling you to Himself. And He'll use the story of our guest, Dr. Bruce Schooling, who is a professor of management and former dean of the Fermanian School of Business at Point Loma Nazarene University. Dr. Schooling holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Organizational Behavior from the University of San Francisco, a Master of Nonprofit Administration degree from the University of San Francisco, and a PhD in Business Administration with a specialization in Management from New Mexico State University. He was awarded an Associated Degree in Biblical Studies from Nazarene Bible College. During 18 years of pastoral ministry, Dr. Schooling served as senior pastor of three Nazarene churches in Texas, Idaho, and California. He served on many district boards and worked in various youth camps. He and his wife, Linda, are members and active participants in San Diego First Church of the Nazarene, where Linda is the office manager and assistant to the pastor. They have two daughters, Amy and Sarah, both have graduated from Point Loma. And these dear daughters have provided two sons, Rob and Jeff, for the family. They have two grandchildren, Willem and Charlotte, and a grand dog, Luke. And besides family, Dr. Schooling's interests beyond teaching and the church includes athletics, especially basketball, reading, and motorcycling. Dr. Schooling, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. You are most kind.
Doctor, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Northern California, a little place just outside of Sacramento, The town is called Rio Linda, just a distant suburb.
Well, what was it like in those growing up years for you there?
Well, that kind of starts my story, I suppose. I have to tell you a little bit about my family. My father was a self-made man who was 50 when I was born.
Hmm.
That changed, I think, my upbringing a bit from anybody else. We were not a spiritual home in any way, although in my late high school years I became involved just briefly in Methodist Youth Fellowship. But my dad brought us up to be essentially adults. He had run a couple of businesses through the Depression, didn't have an education past the eighth grade, but a great deal of common sense. We were poor, but didn't know it, like a lot of people. I only realized it later when I looked back at what our lives were like. It was a great childhood. Mm-hmm. We worked a small ranch, went to school, played sports. My parents weren't bad people. They just weren't believers. Security was one of those things that was really important to me. I had an uncle who spent over 20 years in the Navy. He was a master chief petty officer on one of the missile boats in submarines, and I looked at that security of a military career and all it would bring to spend 20 years and then be able to move on to a second career, and thought that's what I was going to do with my life. So it was a rich, a very good life, fun and full. Did not know Christ and really did not have the opportunity to hear much about him. It was sheltered, I suppose, in a lot of ways. I received an appointment to the United States Coast Guard Academy following high school and went back, played a little intercollegiate basketball, was injured playing basketball, and was medically discharged from the academy. Came home, my life shattered, all my hopes, all my dreams gone. Got into some trouble at a first job I had. Finally went to work at a pencil factory tying string around bundles of wood that had been processed. I suppose became a drunk a bit. Got a job where I didn't have to use my mind or anything else and could show up any way I wanted. When that job wound down, the company moved from California to Tennessee. I took a job at an ambulance company. I was an attendant and a driver. Went through a series of roommates who all kept getting married on me. And finally, one of the guys I worked with moved in with me and introduced me to his fiance, who had a girlfriend. And that girlfriend happened to turn out to be my better half, Linda. The Lord comes to us in strange and marvelous ways. Linda was a Christian. And she was the coming of Christ to me to save the world. I asked her out. She was actually sick for a week thinking about going out with a non-believer. We dated for about a month. I knew this was the person I wanted to share the rest of my life with. I asked her to marry me, and 6 months later we were married.
Doctor, what was it about Linda that attracted you to her?
I think her countenance, there is a faithfulness about her that has not changed over the last 41 years. She was faithful, and not pushy, but faithful, and I think that was part of it, because when I had looked on at other Christians who wanted to push the gospel on me, she wanted to woo the gospel onto me. She literally loved me into the faith.
Mm-hmm.
If I can skip back to my father for just a minute.
Yes.
He was divorced, and my mother was quite a bit younger. One of the things that he told my brother and I in our growing up years is that when you get married, where you go, your wife goes, and where she goes, you go. You do this together. And that stuck with me. So when Linda got up and went to church, even as a non-believer, I went with her. when we'd go out and I'd go into the lounge to have a drink, she'd go in with me and have a Coke. I assume silently praying to herself the whole time, oh, Lord, don't come back while I'm sitting in this bar. I mean, I can just imagine that Nazarenes don't drink. It's just one of those things about us. But I witnessed the Lord at work in her life. She never wavered in her faith, in what she believed to be true, but she was not condemning of me. And I wound up playing basketball and softball and a bunch of other things with a group of young adults around a church that accepted me the way I was, loved me for who I was, just made me a part of them, even though I wasn't a believer. And I think that as much as anything is what led me to the Lord, or at least led me to explore the faith. They did a very, very informal Sunday night after church gathering. We'd go to one of the young couple's houses, and a couple of the guys would lead, I wouldn't call it a Bible study because it wasn't, but they'd open the paper and look at the stories in the paper and try to apply scripture to those stories. Here's where this fits into the Bible narrative. And I found myself thinking that the Bible doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. About that time, Linda bought me a New Testament. The NIV was just out, and it was an easy read. And so I read through scripture so that I could participate in the conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit used those two things, these wonderful examples of Christian life and His Word, to draw me, to woo me, to convict me. And ultimately call me to Himself.
Dr. Schooling, as you share those two things, the examples of believers, their lives, the way they embraced you, almost enveloped you with the warmth and the love of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Not almost, they did.
They did.
And
they did.
And then the way that the Word of God, how you were exposed. Actually, it's usually, normally people might think, well, we go to a Bible study, but it was interesting. It was like a twist, a slight twister. We're reading the paper, the daily news, something that's relevant, what's going on today, and how does the Bible relate with that? How does God's Word allow us to how does it integrate? How does it apply? What an astounding example, but one that I think, as you share, Doctor, we can listen and say, hey, you know, I think God could use me to do that too. And if you're listening to this very, yes, direct, but warm, gentle, and very practical sharing from Dr. Bruce Schooling, it's a privilege to have this moment with him. And the Lord speaks through him to us, to you, dear friend, dear listener, and me, about perhaps evaluating how we are relating with our own friends, our own family members. It also fans the flame of a heart to reach people with the love of Christ. And that's ever so purposeful, as the Lord wants to use us today to reach our family members and our friends. And they're not very far from us. We don't have to go halfway around the world. They're in our lives right now. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, let that be a clarion call for us today to remember our calling to make disciples of all the nations. And the nations very often start in the cubicle next to us, the desk next to us, the classroom next to us, the office building next to us, maybe the table next to us at lunch, maybe the person sitting right on the other side of us. We've been meeting with them for quite some time. Let's engage further as Dr. Schooling continues to share. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an e-book, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
We have today someone who has been a pastor for many years, but he's also a PhD in business. He's a professor at Point Loma Nazarene University in San Diego, California. And have you ever thought about two careers, or are they actually one in different phases? How do you describe that? Maybe for you today, you might be feeling like you're engaged and involved very much so in your current area of specialty, but there is something else that may be pulling at you, and you wonder, God, are you leading me to this new arena of interest, or perhaps even passion? Where am I to stay? How does it all work together? Well, Dr. Bruce Schooling knows all about that. It's part of the story of his life. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Dr. Bruce Schooling is my guest today. To find out more about our program, to get this program in its entirety, perhaps you're tuning in right now, well, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get the program and the podcast for free. That and other resources. And to learn more about Point Loma University, Nazarene University in San Diego, go to pointloma.edu. That's pointloma.edu. Dr. Schooling, we talked about that during a few moments in our break. Pastoring and being a professor of business on a university level. How did that relate with you?
Well, again, that's a bit of another long story, Danny, and I don't want to bore your listeners, but let me see if I can condense it just a little bit. I got married as an unbeliever and was won to Christ through my wife and the Word and people in our church. Spent another year working. My wife would call it a nightmare of the Lord standing at the foot of my bed saying, I want you for full-time service. That happened a couple of nights in a row, and on a Saturday morning, sitting across the table, the breakfast table from my wife, I said to her, what if I told you? And she said, stop. I do not want to be a pastor's wife. And I said, well, I've had this dream, this vision, the Lord calling me to full-time service. What do we do? And at that time, at that age in the Church of the Nazarene, there was really only one call, and that was a call to preach, a call to pastor. We went through the steps to follow that call and went to Nazarene Bible College in Colorado Springs, Colorado, where my wife worked on campus for three of the professors, and I was a student. Those professors then became some of our best friends through the rest of our life. We graduated from Bible College and went to pastor in Texas, moved to Idaho, and ultimately moved back to California. Through the years, keeping in contact with my professors, who a couple of them had moved up in the denomination. One of them became a president of one of our universities. Dr. Richard Spindle was at Mid-America Nazarene University just outside Kansas City. And when we would see him, he would say, are you continuing your education? Are you continuing to grow and learn? And that was the impetus for me to go back to school as I pastored, finish my bachelor's degree, my master's degree. And after almost 20 years of pastoral ministry, to resign my church and move to New Mexico and go to New Mexico State to a PhD program. And that move was prompted by conversations with Dr. Spindle and others that I felt like was the Lord's thumb in my back. That this is the direction you were supposed to go.
What about this subject, the subject matter?
I'm not a theologian, Danny. The scripture to me, my degree is in biblical studies, so I know a little bit of Bible, not at great depth. There are so many wonderful teachers and preachers around who know so much more than I do. To me, it's black ink on white pages, and I try to do what it says, and not very well sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not a theologian, but I felt this calling, this compelling to teach. And so where do you do that? And pastoring a church, you're running a small business. If you're pastoring a larger church, you're running a bigger business. And if you're pastoring a mega church, you're running a big business. Well, people in ministry need business skills. You need to know how to keep the lights on, at what the books really say. We're supposed to be good stewards. And so the business field became an extension for me of what I was doing in my local church, as a pastor. So I'm preaching, and even my preaching was mostly teaching, but I was also running this small business. And so the business education just became a normal thing. Well, how do I do this better? That's what moved me toward the nonprofit degree that I have, because churches, by and large, are nonprofits. Most parishioners would say, yes, we are very nonprofits. We're always asking for money. that's just sort of the way it goes. And so that sort of pushed me in that direction with the idea that I would get my degree and come back to a Christian college or university and teach business, but try to meet and introduce business principles to some of the guys going through schools of theology, going out into the ministry, because you really need to know a little bit of accounting and you need to know a little bit of management if you're going to pastor a church or lead a youth group. You just have to keep the doors open.
Mm-hmm.
So that was sort of the intent. So I spent almost 20 years, looking back on it, was really teaching, and went and got my degree, and the Lord was kind enough to provide us an opportunity to come to our first choice of universities, which was here at Point Loma Nazarene.
What was it like when you got into the classroom?
The first time I got into a classroom was a rather unique story. I went to New Mexico State as a graduate assistant, entered into the grad school, but I also had a research job for the university with one of the professors. And a colleague who was one of my classmates said, "Well, what are you teaching this fall?" And I said, "Well, I'm not. I'm just doing the research side of things." And in a meeting, our dean introduced me and named the class that I was teaching, and I didn't know anything about that. Walked across the quad to our office, and the administrative assistant, who really knows how things are run, the administrative assistants do, and asked her, I said, "Did he make a mistake that I'm teaching a class?" And she said, "Oh, no." I said, "Well, what time is the class?" She said, "7:30 tomorrow morning." So I had about 12 hours to get a syllabus together and a course. She gave me a book. I'd never done it before, but the Lord had prepared me with close to 20 years of teaching from the pulpit. So all of the normal fears that we have of being in front and running something, I'm used to. I've already done all this. And that was my first experience teaching. I have found it to be an opportunity to help people understand and explore who they are and what their passions are and how the Lord might use them in any walk of life that they're in. That we're not, we're all called to be disciples. We're all called to follow Him, not just those people who are, who do it full time. No, that's not right. Full time is not the right words for it. Who do it professionally. Because we're all called to do it full time. He also gives us other things to do that occupy some of our time. We call them jobs. The teaching is wonderful because we're serving primarily 18 to 22 year olds in our undergraduate programs, and primarily younger working adults in our graduate programs, people who are alive and vibrant, some of whom are believers and some who are not. And so a chance to share with them what the Lord has done, what He is doing, and what we believe He will do is a normal and natural thing. To help them put that into their life and what they want to do is a great challenge, but also a very, very, very rewarding.
It's obvious, and, Dr. Schooling, that you have a gift. Certainly from a pastoral standpoint, there's that grace. But there's such a relatability in your expression. And it has to be so, I would imagine, for you to connect with students. You talk about 18 to 22-year-olds for the undergraduate programs, and as well as, you know, some of the older young adults in the graduate programs. Somehow, some way, when a person is like that, and this is my take on it, they know life. They know what life is about. They've experienced things, and part of that experience is understanding that there are points of incongruity. Our expectations are often not met. Life is, from time to time, met with certain disappointments, and some more extreme than others, and we have to deal with the emotional impact of it and how it affects relationships. So I'm wondering, Doctor, when we come back, there's always this question I like to ask having to do with how the Lord has helped you through some tough times in life. How have you seen Him carry you? How have you seen Him manifest Himself? Would you be willing, Doctor, to share some of that when we come back?
I would be glad to. I think I have maybe a little different take on it, but I would be glad to share it, yes.
Well, your take is the best take at this moment. So when we come back, you're going to hear from Dr. Bruce Schooling. He's a professor of business at Point Loma Nazarene University in San Diego, California. But he's here talking, as we typically do here at the Good Life Program, heart to heart. Yep, that's the way we do it. And we believe through that, the Lord connects with your heart. And as he does, my dear friend, would you open your heart to the Lord for what he has to share with you through Doctor Schooling? I believe it'll be a moment of hope and inspiration and purpose. We'll be right back. Okay, you don't want to miss this. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. You know, there's nothing quite like just, you know, like having a cup of coffee, if you like coffee, or hot cocoa, and just sitting with someone and sharing heart to heart about life. That's kind of the feel that we have, and I think that's a grace that God has given us as we share in our daily times with you. Just as we say in Hawaii, you know, just talking story, heart to heart. Dr. Bruce Schooling is a professor of business at Point Loma Nazarene University in San Diego, California. And he's with us today by phone there in San Diego, but sharing about his life, how God has moved in his life. And you know, one of the marvelous things about the way the Lord moves in our lives, it's so, so personal. And that's so for you too. The Lord is working intricately, in detail, in your life, as you will be encouraged even more as in this next segment. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii radio show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, again with Dr. Bruce Schooling. To find out more about him and the university, Point Loma Nazarene University in San Diego, California, pointloma.edu. That's pointloma.edu. Doctor, we face difficult moments in our lives. How have you seen, or what unique way have you seen the Lord work in and through your life during some tough challenges?
Well, Danny, that's a tough question for me because I have lived a blessed life. I mean, truly. For an unbeliever, I talk about being a heathen convert. It makes my wife mad because I've now been a believer much longer than I was ever a non-believer. We have lived charmed lives, my family. The Lord has ordered things for us. I do not know why, or it seems like it, that we've looked back and realized that we've had hard times, that we've had difficulties. But at the time, it never seemed like it. Does that make sense? My wife had cancer. Our oldest child, being afraid to stand up on a skateboard, you know, was kneeling down on a skateboard, and it hit a rock and stopped real quick, and she lost her front teeth in the middle of prayer meeting, by the way. So we're leading a Bible study, and I hear this wailing outside, and I recognize that it's my daughter's, and she comes running in holding her mouth with blood running down it. And it, we just took care of it as the Lord provided. Our physician was one of my best friends, and we just picked up the phone, called him, and took care of it without really thinking about it. Only looking back on those times do we think of them as being hard times. They were just part of life to us, that the Lord ordered everything. I think it's a belief in his promise to us that he would never leave us nor forsake us, that he would watch over us, and we've just believed that he would do that. And so we've ventured out to leave our congregation, to go to New Mexico without knowing a soul, except we found a church home, found believing friends, found fellowship to become involved in, people who've come alongside us to encourage us on our daily walk, and a belief that that's what we're supposed to do. He has always brought people into our lives to minister to us through those hard times that we didn't know we were going through, mostly because of the people he's brought by to encourage us. Our first church was just north of Dallas, Texas, a little place called McKinney. And every time the church was in a crisis or we were in some sort of crisis, a gentleman named Jolly Terry would drive up in this big white Cadillac.
His name was Jolly?
Jolly Terry. Reverend Terry was the Assembly of God pastor in town. And we were friends, not close friends, but we were friends. But Jolly would pull up and slip into my office, and he would say, can I pray for you? The Lord just sent me by. And we would have a time of prayer, and he'd get back in the Cadillac and head off down the street. And we'd see him around town, and we worked on some committees together. But it was only when something was facing us that he showed up to pray. And I never thought a thing about it until I looked back on the circumstance and went, wow, God sent him our way to help us. And consequently, we just never knew we were having a hard time because our eyes were fixed upon him. He has all the answers. And if you keep your eyes fixed upon him, the things of this world tend to fade. They're still real. We have problems, but there's nothing that he can't handle.
Doctor, speak directly to our listener today. Someone may be facing a very challenging moment right now. I mean, you talked about Linda having cancer and how you walked through that. But again, you mentioned it in a way where you're saying it's just like a charmed life, not really knowing until looking back, seeing the hand of God's grace, how he carried you through. What would you say to someone right now who's encountering a moment that has taken them by surprise? They might not feel that they have a charmed life, But what would you say to them by way of encouraging them, lifting them up?
I guess I would try to say, my friend, I cannot in any way recognize what is happening with you. None of us can. It is unique to you. But I do know that he has promised to see us through these things if we will keep our eyes fixed upon him. And I realize how difficult that is, whether it is a wayward child, a sickness. The only person who can actually go through it with you is him. Hmm. The rest of us look on and can pray, can offer our support to do what we can, but keep your eyes fixed upon Christ and his goodness and his mercy, and know that he is there with you. That is hard to do, Danny, because the pain for people in the midst of it is very real.
Yes.
It's on the other side that you look back and can make sense of it. At the time, you cannot make sense of a doctor sitting across the desk from you and saying, you know, we need to do more tests. You have cancer. You cannot take the place of someone sitting across from a school counselor saying your child is in trouble here. That pain is just too great. Except that he has gone through that pain already and will go through it with you.
Mm-hmm.
That we will walk with you, and the Lord will find someone to come by you. And I would say not just to the person who is suffering right now, but to that person's friends. The Lord is calling you to be him for them, to be there for them. He calls us. We often look upon people and think, well, that's God's judgment upon them. They've done something wrong. And that doesn't fit what Scripture says. What Scripture says is that the Lord loves us right where we are. He died for us just the way we are. Mm. Not when we become wonderful, but while we were yet sinners.
Right.
It says that he accepts us just the way we are. But he calls those of us who are believers to listen for his small, still voice and go and minister in his name. Which sometimes means taking a gospel track, but other times it means taking a casserole. It means being a listening ear. It's providing time for young couples with kids to just have a night out while you watch their young children for them. It means being a friend.
Mm-hmm.
It means being Christ to them. So there's two sides to this, not just the person going through it, who it cannot make sense to, because why would something like that happen to me? But also to the rest of us, to be sensitive to the Lord's leading of who he would have us minister to in the moment.
You are definitely doing that at this moment, in this moment. You talked, Doctor, about Pastor Jolly Terry driving Assemblies of God pastor, driving by, stopping because the Lord led him. He stops there in his Cadillac, gets out, meets with you, and prays with you. And as you look back, you see, wow, the Lord knew your need for someone to stand with you and pray. When we come back from our break, Dr. Schooling, could you be Jolly Terry today and pray for our dear listeners? Someone very, very much needs prayer. As you're sharing, maybe the hearts of our listeners are resonating and saying, hey, maybe the Lord has sent Dr. Bruce Schooling from San Diego, California, Point Loma Nazarene University, to minister to me. Wow. Isn't that remarkable how God would do that, to touch the hearts of a listener somewhere in the world right now because of your sharing? When we come back, Dr. Schooling will pray. Pray for you, my friend, because God loves you and he knows you and you're not alone. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. Dr. Bruce Schooling is with us today. He's been so generous, so gracious. He's a professor of business at Point Loma Nazarene University. He's got his PhD in business administration from New Mexico State University. And as he speaks, you can tell he was a pastor too, because of the gentleness, the compassion, the understanding. But he's also a scholar. And as he speaks today, well, you know what? He's been speaking really, really on a level that I love. I think you might too, because it's really heart-to-heart relational stuff. Before our break, we're talking about Pastor Jolly Terry as an Assemblies of God pastor that would come by, and from time to time, he would pray with Pastor Bruce Schooling while he was pastoring. And, you know, we all go through rough times in our lives, don't we? Times that we don't expect, times that are somewhat shocking, times that could even set us back or really detract us from the path that we're on. And God brings people to us to pray for us, to stand with us, kind of like a Jolly Terry. Well, today Dr. Bruce Schooling is going to take a moment to pray for you, dear friend. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. To find out more about our program, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. We've got a number of resources for you there. Programs by topic that will connect with you and your family and friends and share it. And as you do, you would be sharing the love of Jesus Christ. Dr. Schooling, let's pray. Pray for our dear listener who is wrestling, struggling with a challenging moment in life right now.
Would be my privilege, Danny. Let me see if I can preface this just a little bit.
Yes.
I would call them my friends. I prefer to call them my brothers and sisters in Christ.
Good.
Because I'm not on all the time like you are. They don't know me from anybody. But the Lord often uses people who don't know us, or we don't know them. And perhaps that's what he's doing now. Would you pray with me? Father, Lord, it's so easy to forget in the tyranny of the urgent, in the midst of the crisis, that you have said you would always be there. You had the psalmist write that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you know every bone, every cell of our body, that you are the great physician. For those listeners right now who are struggling with medical difficulties of any kind, mental or physical. I pray, Lord, that you would be the great physician. Use your great skill to touch their bodies and help them to find wholeness.
Mm-hmm.
If that means, Lord, that you would bring a doctor, a nurse, a practitioner by, much as you walked by, or you had Peter walk by and say to them, be whole.
Yes.
Help them find wholeness, Lord. For the other things that trouble us, the economy, our children, aging parents, what's going on in our community, our next door neighbors. Lord, would you help us to keep our eyes fixed upon you? Know that you are our light. That's hard to do, Father, because life does intrude. And I pray right now that you would help each one of these dear people who are listening,
mm-hmm,
to be encouraged and know that you have not forgotten them. That you are, even now, as we pray together, seeking ways to minister to their needs. For truly you are God, our great God, and there is none like you. Thank you, Father, for the privilege. As I have been ministered to and prayed for, to pray for these dear ones that you love.
Yes.
Would you touch them and help them, Father? I ask in Jesus' name.
Jesus'
name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Schooling, thank you.
What a privilege, Danny. What a privilege.
As we speak about how you relate with people, your students, what is it about teaching there at the university that is so fulfilling, rewarding to you?
You get a chance to watch them change. What I teach, my field is management, leadership, org behavior. To take young people, even our young working adults who are in our master's programs, and to help them expand their view, to realize that it isn't just the facts and figures, but it's what they learned back in high school, what they remember from their history class, that the Lord has made us the sum total of all the things that happen to us, and that he wants to use some of those things to help them solve current issues, current problems, and to see the light bulbs go off on their faces, in their minds, when they realize the truth of that, that it isn't just getting the grade and moving on, checking a class off and moving toward a degree, but it is really using that material that I think the Lord has for us to make a better place. The motto of the School of Business here, of the Fermanian, is more than the bottom line, business education to change the world.
Hmm.
And to see young people actually realize that the bottom line is important. You have to, in the case of a church, you have to keep the doors open. You have to pay the light bill. You have to do all those things that allow us to function in this world. But if that's all we're doing, then we might as well be secular. We might as well not be believers, because even the non-believers do that stuff, that we've got to do more than that. And when they realize that that's true, that they have an obligation to society, to culture, to their communities, to their neighborhoods, that as a business they have an obligation to their suppliers and to their customers, to the community they serve, that is God-given and God-used, when that light bulb begins to go off, it is truly the most fulfilling thing in the world to see a mind awaken to a new idea. And not many people get a chance to do that. I mean, it happens all the time for us. We're growing, but in a university setting, in a classroom setting, we get a chance to actually witness it happen before us on a daily basis, because over the course of a day, I see 150 students probably in the course of a day, and something you mention, something that you say, an activity that you have them do, will all of a sudden make sense. Not to all of them, and sometimes maybe a student goes through here and that never happens. So I don't mean that it's perfect, but over the course of time, you see them change. They come in as freshmen or as young adults without understanding business principles, and you have a chance to integrate your faith into their life. Maybe the way the Lord used others to preach the gospel to me. We start with where students are and try to take them from that place to the next place. And for us at Point Loma Nazarene, it's to take them on a faith journey as well. Not that our faith ought to be Sunday and separate from the rest of our life, but that the rest of our life should be imbued, I'm not sure that's the right word, should be filled with our faith, so that as a businessman, as an accountant,
yes,
or a manager, I don't have a Christian business, but I have a business that is run by a Christian, by a believer. That means I have certain obligations, that people should have an expectation of what it is, that it's as if Christ was standing behind the counter or doing the audit. You know, what would he do?
And Dr.
Dan, when students get that, they really get it.
You know, it's so clear in the way that you describe it. And there's a certain level of depth there. And such depth you've shared throughout our time. And for that, Dr. Schooling, thank you for taking the time out of your very demanding schedule to share with us the things that God has done in and through your life there also at Point Loma Nazarene University, and blessing the lives of each one of our listeners. Doctor, thank you.
Thank you, Danny. I very much appreciate it.
I hope today you've been encouraged by these very special personalized insights from our guest, Dr. Bruce Schooling. You'll find out more about him and the school, Point Loma Nazarene University, at pointloma.edu. You know, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you, dear one, to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a presentation just for you there. And to stand with us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Proverbs 19 verse 20 says, "Take good counsel and accept correction." That's the way to live wisely and well. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Dr. Bruce Schooling. Find out more at pointloma.edu. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.